This is a dictation for Quarria Humphrey, Quarria Humphrey. Date of service 2/1/2023. The date of birth is 7/21/1979. The patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the neck around 10, lower back pain is 10, right knee pain is 10, left knee pain is 5, right ankle pain is 5. She has a difficult time walking. Pain level remains around 10. ADLs are affected completely at 10, and she reports 0% relief in the pain. And general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are all reported at 10 at this time. In the system review, positive symptoms, headaches. In the neurologist psych, sleeping difficulty, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and loss of memory. And the pain and numbness, positive symptoms, low back pain, low stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, clicking, grinding, numbness, low back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, wrist pain, hand pain, knee pain, ankle and foot pain. And in the GI, none, GU, none, respiratory, none. According to her, the pain has worsened. And there are no other changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss is a few pounds. No other trauma. Current pain medication is narco. Substance abuse, none. And patient has been advised about using marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. The physical examination is reveals the blood pressure is 132/91, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 1/19/2023, dictation number 0123-005, along with diagnosis. Plan is to review the maps which are reviewed. Patients provided 5 milligram narco, 325 every once a day, 30 tablets. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week. And she is found disabled for work and house work replacement. Patient has been advised to use marijuana. She need to be transferred to Schedule 3 medication. She consistently refuses any injection treatment. She doesn't provide any consent. That is expected to bring more relief. And she has seen Dr. Redden and Northern Radiology, who are also experts in pain management, and they never have been able to do any further surgical treatment. It appears the patient is now seeking drugs for pain relief, and it is just not consistent with the state and federal policies. And I will have choice to either discharge this patient or bring her down to marijuana with Tylenol codeine for pain relief. Let us see what she agrees to. Thank you.